As someone who leads trips all over the world, when we're looking for local tour operators, I'm always thinking about a few things. I'm thinking about where are we going? How are those guides and porters being treated? Are they being compensated and paid fairly? And then how is the communication going between me and the tour operators? All of the things. And so when Preeti reached out and talked to me about Adventure Tripper, I was really excited about the opportunity to see what she's been doing to kind of revolutionize the adventure travel industry by providing affordable trips for the participants, but trips that are still doing a good job of making sure that guides and porters are taken care of and compensated. So I'm excited to introduce Preeti to you. She is going to be presenting at our upcoming summit. She's going to be talking about adventure travel. She's going to be talking about hiking. She's going to be talking about motherhood too, and her bounce back after experiencing some postpartum depression. And I think that's something that many of us can relate to if we've had children. And so I'm really excited to talk to for you to meet her. We're also going to be doing something really fun at the summit, and I don't want to give too much away, but I'm going to say you should buy a ticket and you should join us for the summit because we are going to be doing a trip and I'm going to be giving away one free ticket to that trip. And our trips are amazing and they're epic. And that's all I'll say. Just a little teaser that we are going to have a pretty sweet giveaway from Adventure Tripper. So I will let you enjoy my conversation with Preeti all about adventure travel. You do a lot of things. A lot of things. I was looking at your background on your bio, an accountant, MBA, climber, traveler, all these things. You just mentioned kind of your background in the outdoors and getting outside with your child. Talk to me about adventure travel. How did you become such a, and you've lived everywhere. How did you become such an accomplished traveler?
Well, I'm not sure about accomplished, but traveling growing up, I never traveled. I come from a very modest family. All our travel was, visiting grandparents during summer holidays. That's all I did probably for the first, 18 years of my life until I became an adult. And I trained as a chartered accountant in India, and that required I started working right at 18 because I started doing that course in India. It's a 4-year program, slightly different from CPA here in the US, and it requires you to do a full-time internship with accounting firms. And it was with the sort of the bigger accounting firms like Pricewaterhouse, and I needed to travel to audit to clients. That's why I started traveling within the country. But then while working, I also kept studying. And so through work and through education, the early travel opportunities came about, but that was restricted to, say, coming to Manhattan for work. When I was at Deloitte, I had a team in India and had a team in the US. So I used to shuttle a lot. And that's when I was doing business development for Deloitte. I used to travel across the East Coast and got to explore a little bit. And I remember every chance I would get, I would just go, because all my life I hadn't traveled. And I was like, this is great. And I would just, I never used to get to drive the car in India either. But I would come here the first day I'm hiring, getting my rental car and driving all over the place. And every weekend I'm out driving from New York to Jersey or Washington, D.C. And I was like all over the place. And so, yeah, so it was, like you've not done something for the longest time. And then when you get to do it, you go all out. So that's how it started. But then I actually traveled a lot for recreation. For 6 years, I was an investment banker in London, and it was super intense. And this was my out. Like, I used to work 2, 3 a.m. every day on deals. Every weekend, I had to get out. So I used to travel, and the beauty of being in London is that within 2 hours you could be anywhere. So yeah, even if you didn't have the time to plan on a Friday night, remember me and my husband would finish work around 9, 10 in the night and start research through the night, and 5 a.m. would be heading for an airport and catch sleep, 2 hours sleep on the plane. And that's how we did 30 countries when we were in London over 6 years.
Wow. I love that. I have this picture in my mind of finishing work so late at night and the grind all week long, and then you're just going for it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We could have done it then. I don't think we can do that anymore.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that different now. We go without sleep for multiple nights.
Yes. We used to be able to do those things when we were young and, you know, invincible. Yes. So you traveled, and that's, yeah, I hadn't thought about London being so central, but as I think about a map in my head.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like that
two-hour flight. That's it.
Yeah. Or hopping on a train. Like that's a great,
yeah,
that's a great place.
Hopping on a train. Perfect, right? So if we are in Madrid, and then we would just do the train from Madrid to Barcelona so that we could sleep in the night on the train.
Yes, yes, yes. Totally works. Totally works. Yeah, that's how you save. That's see, pro traveling tip. That's how you save a hotel is
to and travel. The time, because we only had the weekends most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah, so you spent a lot of Saturday nights in trains.
Oh, yes, and on Ryanair airplanes.
Ryanair. Yes. All the countries you visited, this is a really hard question.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with this. What is, I don't want to say what's your favorite, but what is one destination that you just would love to go back to, or that you go back to frequently because it's really special? I realize that's like asking you, like, pick your favorite star in the night sky. But,
Iceland is truly special for me because that was where I, for the first time, did a hike or a trek. I was never into hiking and trekking. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the typical south coast that folks usually do, the waterfalls mm-hmm. and the beaches. We did a hike, a trek through the Icelandic highlands called the Laugavegur Trek. It's one of the top 10 treks in the world. I did it way back in 2015 when it wasn't that known.
Uh-huh.
And it was during that trek, absolutely transformational. For the first time, we had done anything hiking related. Mm-hmm. And we had to prepare for it and learn about, you know, the gear you need and skills. But it was absolutely magical. The guides were amazing. And in fact, those 4 days, talking to my guides, where the seeds of starting Adventure Dipper were planted in my head. I was like, oh my gosh, because my guides were like, you know, it's so hard. We wish if somebody helped us with the technology, we could just do this on our own rather than work for bigger companies. And, mm-hmm. and they were sharing, you know, their sort of. And the whole trek, I remember my husband kept teasing me that she's starting chicken curry and rice tours, because he kept talking about food the whole time. Kept talking about you know what if I could build this, and this was 2015 and it had been in my head since then. So the seeds were planted there. The place was absolutely, you know, if you still had to ask me to pick a favorite place, there's so many, but that trek was stunning, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it was also life-changing. So yeah,
you're the third person I've talked to probably 30 people in like the outdoor industry and the adventure travel industry. You're the third person to say ice.
Blow up. Oh, yeah. So, but a specific trek, I would say, Laugavegur trek. Places like this, Patagonia now, you know, as stunning as Iceland. But that trek was absolutely mind-blowing because it's very different terrain, very different scenery. It changes on a daily basis. There's very recent geothermal activity. That place is truly special. The trek was truly amazing.
All right. So that's, you just planned one of my next adventures. My calendar's filling up, but I'm going to add that trek to my list because. As
an adventure trip, we're going to make it happen for you.
Okay. Well, fantastic. That's great. We'll talk about that. So why do you think adventure travel is important? Why should everybody do this? You know, I grew up in a family that was like yours and that like our family vacations were going to grandma and grandpa's house for a holiday and it was always the same destination and we never really traveled anywhere. And I think it's because I was one of 4 kids, very middle-class family. So when you think about plane tickets and hotels and food and all the things, like that's just expensive. And I don't know that it was something my parents really loved to do, so they didn't budget for it. It didn't become a priority. But as a parent, I have a whole different perspective in that it's how many stamps can I collect in those passports?
Which passport number are you on?
Also, how can I save a lot of money between adventures so that it doesn't cut into the budget? So why should everybody kind of sacrifice? Because sometimes it is a sacrifice. Why should we do that? Make it happen.
So many reasons, right? Travel in itself broadens your horizons and your perspectives, and you know, and so many issues we're seeing in the world. It can help with that, because if people just broaden their perspectives, can you imagine how different it would be? But specific to adventure travel, you know, absolutely, most people will understand the mental and physical benefits of being in the nature, right? And human powered adventure is so good for you. You know, both your body and mind. But what is a lesser known fact is that it is so much more sustainable. So multiple reasons. And I can, United Nations World Travel Organization study where mass travel, which is where we travel to cities and big airlines and big hotels, 80% of the revenue generated from mass travel goes to big international companies. 80%.
Yeah.
66% of the income generated from adventure travel stays with local economies, because you're doing it with the local guides. It's in remote locations. Mm-hmm. You're supporting those economies. You're supporting the guides and those smaller local businesses. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more sustainable, because sustainability is not just preserving the planet, but it's also, you know, having a sustainable, ecosystem and livelihood for local people. So that's mentioned to sustainability.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think people who go on these adventures, which are typically, you know, you recreate in the nature, this newfound appreciation for these beautiful places, and then even more, you know, a heightened level of realization of the need to preserve those environments. Absolutely. Businesses and those, you know, guides, and we call them suppliers and adventure trippers, they all will not have a livelihood if they didn't preserve and do the right things, with the travelers and their businesses. But similarly, I think even the travelers who go on, adventure trips have a heightened, desire to preserve the environment. So I think it's absolutely the way folks should travel. And that was one of the reasons why when I started Adventure Tripper, I wanted to focus on just that kind of, travel.
I'm glad you mentioned that connection. My husband, he would not like to travel. He's very much a homebody. And March or April, we went to Costa Rica, just me and my husband. And that trip just opened up we've traveled abroad before, but that trip really was our first like adventure travel trip, not our first trip where we're like going to all the museums and all the things. It was like where we were eating in the local villages and experiencing it on a very local level. And since then, well, we finished that trip and we booked another trip to Costa Rica because we had so much fun. But since then we have been following like Costa Rica in the news. We've tried to make some of the dishes that we ate in Costa Rica at home. They haven't turned out as good. we're trying to learn some Spanish so that we can have better conversations with the people that were visiting in Costa Rica. So I think you're absolutely right. Like we are connected to this place where we spent an amazing week. Like why should we be connected to this place? We were there for a week. But there's a very strong connection there because of the adventure that we experienced.
And adventure travel, you know, some people think it's climbing a big mountain. No, not really. You know, it's how you define and perceive the word adventure. It's just exploring, a local country and spending time with the locals and being in the nature. And it doesn't have to be a big trek. It could be a nature walk. And so
it has such different meanings for everybody. How has adventure travel transformed your life personally? How has it transformed it so much that you took it from I'm the traveler to I am the person who's facilitating the travel for all of these other people?
Totally. And this is, you know, I was mentioning when we started our call was that when I moved here from London to Seattle and with a 4-month-old right after a C-section, that followed by that move and I couldn't stay active and I was 60 pounds over, I had postpartum depression. I wasn't used to my life about a tiny human. So it was very emotionally, I love my son to bits, but it was very emotionally and mentally draining. I was probably at one of the lowest points in my life. And that's when I started hiking here. And it's hard to escape hiking here in Washington State. It's gorgeous. So the first time I went for a walk, on a flat trail, city trail by my house, and it was amazing. I felt so good. So I kept going back doing it every single weekend. And then it was absolutely transformational for me. And then I was carrying my son with me. So I was getting stronger.
Yes.
And I started doing tougher hikes and tougher trails and hills and bigger hills and while carrying him. And then finally people saw me, carrying him on really hard hikes. And they're like, you can be climbing mountains, you're weight training. And I was like, that's great. Yeah, because I wasn't losing the last 20 pounds. I'd lost the 40. So I was like,
for you though. Yeah.
The competitive person in me. So I signed up for Mount Rainier, and on his second birthday, I stood on the summit of Mount Rainier. And in the process, ended up climbing everything here to train for that climb. I ended up climbing all the other volcanoes. And it was absolutely transformational, not just physically, but mentally. I was in the best, shape I'd ever been. On one hand, it was transformational for me. On the other hand, I saw a lot of people who could have benefited so much from outdoors, but they did not participate in outdoor recreation and outdoor adventures. And I noticed, and I could understand this, I could relate, because coming from India, a lot of folks, we did not grow up in that culture of outdoors. There's a lot of intimidation, a lot of hesitation, right? Yeah. And a bit of hand holding. And also we don't tend to be very outgoing, just culturally our conditioning. So it's harder for us to put ourselves in the white spaces or communities with the fear of being judged. So to have that community of people that looked like that they would feel comfortable with learning from. And then all the folks I learned mountaineering from were all these meetups who are amazing ladies, like you, Rebecca, many other ladies, and they were fantastic. And after climbing the mountains, I learned mountaineering from them. I want to go to Everest Base Camp with them.
Yeah.
So the search results, Google and Bing were showing me back roads and, Aria Adventures, and they were doing this for $5,000, $7,000, which everyone can afford. So they were economic barriers, social barriers, cultural barriers.
Yeah.
That's when I made it my mission to make it accessible to everyone by helping create those barriers. So that's how it sort of started.
That's so amazing. Yeah. I love that you care about affordability and accessibility. And it sounds to me like you hire local operators.
Absolutely. Yes.
Like many companies coming in.
Unlike many companies. So that was another big part of it. Remember I was telling you when I did the Laugawego trek, it was the local guides who, planted the idea in my mind as to how much they could do and how much they could benefit if there was the technology for them to just, have their trips uploaded. So yes, absolutely. That is a big part. Because when I started researching this space, I was like, there's so many middlemen and there's so much markup. I just want to connect people with the local guides because on one hand, it makes it affordable for folks. But on the other hand, it supports those local guides. You're giving them access to a global audience. So we only work with, even if it's not an individual guide from a safety and business standpoint, because we vet them for processes and protocols in place. We work only with local businesses, with, local operators, local guiding companies. Yeah.
I love that. Tell us a little bit about your presentation at the summit, because you are going to be talking about all of these things at our upcoming summit in May. And I'm really excited for your presentation. Can you give us a little sneak peek? Tell the people what you're going to be talking about.
I am so excited. Because it's been a while. I was doing some of these podcasts, speaking at conferences when I launched the company, and then it's been so heads down and just building that it is so good to, I've been, lacking that sense of community and that sense of connection. So this is probably going to be my first one after, a year and a half or longer of just laying low and just heads down building. So I'm super excited to share my story of how outdoors were transformational for me, how it was never easy, to take it to the next level, to share it with others by building the company, which has its own challenges. I launched right at the start of the pandemic. Fundraising as a female founder of color has its own challenges.
Yeah.
So I'd like to share all of those challenges with the hope that, it inspires someone else, even if it inspires one other person to think that, yes, they can do what they, want to and they believe in. Mm-hmm. It could make a difference. And that they should prioritize themselves as well, how, whether it's about the outdoors, how, transformation can be for them, or it's about just going after, your goals and believing in yourself and getting after it. So if that inspires even one person, it's very satisfying.
Absolutely. Where can people learn more about Adventure Tripper, what you're offering, and all of your upcoming adventures?
On our website, adventuretripper.com is where you can find all our trips and adventures. We also have social media accounts, the same handle, Adventure Tripper, on Facebook as well as on Instagram. And there is also a community, which is right now only Washington-based, called Adventures for Everyone, mm-hmm. where, we post free events. Every weekend, if I was going and doing stuff, I would just post. And others have started posting events as well, where others can come and join and, find that community and learn new skills like cross-country skiing or snowshoeing. And so these are the different places. And if you are more into business or startup side of things, we have presence on LinkedIn as well. Both me personally, I'd love to connect, and the business account as well.
Fun. I just want to see the world. And we're going to, with all these adventures that are on the calendar, all those sticky notes are adventures. And there's actually more that aren't even up here yet. So anyway, if you enjoyed my conversation, you're going to really enjoy our summit. And if you want to learn more about our summit, it's going to be held May 8th through the 12th virtually. So you can join us from anywhere in the world. Can't make it that weekend? It's cool. You will be able to have access to all of our presentations until October 1st. So it's going to be really cool. It's going to be really special. I can't wait. And you can learn more by visiting our website over at hikelikeawoman.com. Thanks so much. I'll catch you next time.